Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, March 2nd, 2025.
Ceasefire declared by PKK following Öcalan's call. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, has announced an immediate ceasefire after a call from its imprisoned leader, Abdullah Öcalan. This pivotal decision comes after decades of conflict with the Turkish state, which has resulted in the loss of over 40,000 lives. The ceasefire aims to improve relations between the Turkish government and the Kurdish community, potentially bringing peace to southeastern Turkey, a region deeply affected by violence. President Tayyip Erdogan's government and the pro-Kurdish Democratic Regions Party, known as DEM, have shown their support for this move. The PKK hopes the Turkish government will grant Öcalan more liberties to lead the disarmament process effectively. However, they stress that necessary political conditions must be met for the ceasefire to succeed. This new opportunity for dialogue could reshape the political landscape in Turkey and significantly impact the Kurdish population.
Ukrainian drones target Turkstream pipeline. Tensions escalate as Ukrainian drones strike a key energy pipeline in Russia. On March 1, 2025, Russian air defenses successfully stopped an attack on the Ruskaya compressor station, part of the Turkstream pipeline that delivers natural gas to Europe, crucial for countries like Hungary. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov urged Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan to take action to protect this vital infrastructure. Fidan reassured Lavrov of Turkey's commitment to safeguarding the pipeline. Meanwhile, Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó emphasized the pipeline's importance for Hungary's energy supply and called on the European Union to ensure the protection of such infrastructure. This incident highlights the delicate state of energy security in Europe amid ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine, raising concerns about the reliability of gas supplies for millions of people.
Trump administration's new push for federal employee performance assessments. On March 1, 2025, the Trump administration sent a second round of emails to U.S. federal employees, asking them to summarize their work from the past week. This follows an earlier attempt that caused confusion and received few responses. The emails came from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, instructing employees to list 5 key achievements. This renewed focus on evaluating employee performance is part of a broader effort led by billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency. Their aim is to assess how well government employees are doing their jobs as the administration considers major layoffs to cut the federal workforce. Critics, including Democratic lawmakers and labor unions, warn that these cuts could disrupt essential services that citizens rely on. As the government seeks to simplify operations, concerns about employee morale and job security are rising. The impact of these actions could significantly affect the quality of services provided to the public.
Ebola outbreak in Uganda. Key updates. Uganda is currently grappling with a serious Ebola outbreak, with the capital Kampala reporting its second death from the virus on March 1, 2025. This follows the discharge of all patients who had fully recovered. Tragically, a 4.5-year-old child lost their life at Malego National Referral Hospital on February 25. The outbreak, linked to the Sudan strain of Ebola, was declared on January 30 after a nurse's death. As of now, there are 10 confirmed cases, with both the first and last cases resulting in fatalities. The Ministry of Health has successfully discharged 8 survivors, helping them reintegrate into their communities. They are actively pursuing strong measures, including case searches and vaccinations for those in contact with confirmed cases. The ministry reassures the public that the situation is under control, emphasizing that Uganda remains safe for trade and travel. With a history of Ebola outbreaks, effective public health measures and community awareness are vital in managing this crisis.
Bounty on pro-democracy activist Carmen Lau. A reward of 1 million Hong Kong dollars, roughly $128,000, has been offered for information leading to the capture of pro-democracy activist Carmen Lau. Since 2021, Lau has been living in exile to escape harsh political conditions, but now she faces constant threats from Hong Kong officials. Alarming posters have been sent to her neighbors, urging them to report her to the Hong Kong police force or the Chinese embassy. This situation highlights the ongoing suppression of activists in Hong Kong, especially since the National Security Law was enacted in 2020 to silence dissent. Joshua Reynolds, the Member of Parliament for Maidenhead, expressed his concerns about these posters, calling them unacceptable. Lau has shared her fears for her safety amid a wider campaign of harassment against journalists and activists. Since the National Security Law took effect, over 120,000 residents have fled to the UK, seeking safety from political oppression. This troubling trend raises serious questions about human rights and the responsibilities of countries like the UK to protect those escaping authoritarian regimes.
DeepSeek's promising AI financial projections. DeepSeek, a Chinese artificial intelligence startup based in Hangzhou, has unveiled astonishing financial forecasts for its AI models V3 and R1. The company claims it could achieve remarkable cost-profit ratio of up to 545% per day, meaning for every dollar spent, it might earn $5.45 in revenue. However, DeepSeek warns that actual earnings could be much lower due to various factors. The startup has invested less than $6 million in computer chips to train its models, significantly less than U.S. competitors like OpenAI. The chips, NVIDIA's H800, are less powerful than those used by many American firms, raising questions about the competitiveness of U.S. AI companies. Currently, the daily operating cost for the V3 and R1 models is around $87,072, while the expected earnings could reach approximately $562,027 daily. Over a year, this could lead to revenue exceeding $200 million, although actual profits may fall short due to factors like service monetization and free access during off-peak hours. This announcement comes amid fluctuations in AI stocks, particularly following a sell-off in January 2025, which has sparked concerns about the profitability of AI companies. DeepSeek's claims highlight the escalating competition between Chinese and U.S. firms in the rapidly evolving AI landscape.
UK Prime Minister meets Ukrainian President. On March 1, 2025, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at 10 Downing Street in London. They discussed how to strengthen support for Ukraine as the conflict with Russia intensifies. Starmer reaffirmed the UK's commitment to backing Ukraine, emphasizing the need for lasting peace. The leaders announced a major deal, a loan of £2.26 billion, or about $3.02 billion, to boost Ukraine's military capabilities. This funding will help produce weapons in Ukraine, addressing urgent needs from the ongoing conflict that escalated after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Zelensky expressed gratitude for Britain's consistent support and stressed the importance of security guarantees in any potential ceasefire. The meeting also included Ukrainian Finance Minister Serhii Marchenko and British Chancellor Rachel Reeves, who joined via video call to finalize the loan. This collaboration highlights the global response to the crisis and the commitment to helping Ukraine defend itself against aggression.
Violence erupts in Germanna, Syria. On March 1, 2025, chaos broke out in Germanna, a city near Damascus, Syria, leaving one person dead and nine injured in clashes between local residents and security forces. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the violence began when armed fighters from the nearby town of Al-Maliha attacked Germanna, escalating tensions in the area. The situation worsened after a young man from Al-Maliha was killed by residents, leading to further confrontations in the city's central Sword Square. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz declared that Israel will protect the Druze community in Germanna from threats posed by radical groups in Syria. The Druze, a religious and ethnic minority, have strong ties to Israel, with many serving in the Israeli military. The Israeli government has deployed troops to defend the Druze population, with forces ready to intervene within 40 minutes if violence continues. This ongoing instability in Syria, rooted in the civil war that began in 2011, has created serious humanitarian problems and political conflicts, reflecting the broader challenges faced in the region.
SoftBank's bold AI investment plans. SoftBank Group, a top Japanese technology investment firm, is set to borrow $16 billion to fuel its ambitious plans in artificial intelligence, or AI. This move is part of a larger strategy to capitalize on the rapidly growing AI sector. CEO Masayoshi Son aims to secure an additional $8 billion by early 2026 to further drive these investments. In addition to the initial $16 billion, SoftBank is in discussions to invest up to $25 billion in OpenAI, the organization behind the popular AI model ChatGPT. This builds on the $15 billion already committed to a project called Stargate, bringing the total potential investment in Stargate and OpenAI to over $40 billion. SoftBank is also exploring options to borrow up to $18.5 billion, leveraging its publicly listed assets. The Stargate project is a collaboration with Oracle and OpenAI, aiming to invest up to $500 billion to keep the United States competitive against China and other global rivals in the AI race. This ambitious initiative was announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, Masayoshi Son, Sam Altman, and Larry Ellison in January 2025. What could this mean for the future of technology and our daily lives?
Trump's new tariff investigation on lumber imports. President Donald Trump has launched a new investigation into imported lumber, which could lead to additional tariffs. This comes on top of existing tariffs on Canadian softwood lumber and a 25% tariff on all goods from Canada and Mexico, set to start next week. The U.S. Department of Commerce will handle the investigation under a law that allows tariffs for national security reasons. The focus will be on lumber products, including furniture made from U.S. lumber. Trump is also pushing for measures to boost domestic lumber supply within 90 days, like simplifying the process for harvesting from public lands. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro claims this investigation targets major lumber exporters such as Canada, Germany, and Brazil, which he says are flooding U.S. markets with cheap lumber, threatening economic stability. Currently, the U.S. imposes a 14.5% anti-dumping and anti-subsidy duty on Canadian softwood lumber. Builders are concerned that these tariffs are driving up lumber prices and contributing to rising home costs. This investigation reflects a broader trend of protectionist trade policies under the Trump administration, impacting not just the lumber industry, but also consumers and builders nationwide.
Macron's call for European nuclear deterrence discussions. French President Emmanuel Macron is ready to kick off discussions on nuclear deterrence for Europe, responding to rising security fears from Russia amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. He suggests that France could lead efforts to protect other European Union countries. European leaders will meet in London on March 2, 2025, to discuss a peace plan for Ukraine, followed by an EU summit on March 6. Macron stresses the importance of a united European defense approach, urging leaders to engage in talks if Europe wants greater autonomy in security matters. This shift could reshape Europe's defense strategy significantly. Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Rally Party, quickly countered Macron, insisting that France's nuclear capabilities must remain under national control. Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the need for exclusive authority over France's nuclear arsenal. As Europe faces these complex security challenges, the outcome of these discussions will be crucial for the continent's future stability.
IAEA monitoring mission at Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. A new oversight team from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, has arrived at Europe's biggest nuclear plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. This marks the first time the team has entered through Russian territory. Since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, this plant has been under Russian control. The IAEA's arrival was delayed due to military operations, with both Russia and Ukraine blaming each other for safety breaches. Yuri Chernichuk, the plant's head appointed by Russia, emphasized the importance of the route taken by the IAEA. The Russian Defense Ministry and National Guard assisted in bringing three inspectors to the site. Since September 2022, the IAEA has been monitoring the situation to ensure safety rules are followed amid ongoing tensions. Rafael Grossi, the IAEA's executive director, has urged both sides to avoid actions that could threaten the plant's safety. With military activities nearby, the situation remains urgent, raising concerns about potential nuclear accidents that could impact Ukraine and the world.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.